You're listening to the Inside the Mix podcast with your host, Mark Matthews.
Hello and welcome to the Inside the Mix podcast. I'm Mark Matthews, your host, musician, producer, and mix and mastering engineer. You've come to the right place if you want to know more about your favorite synth music artists, music engineering and production, songwriting, and the music industry. I've been writing, producing, mixing, and mastering music for over 15 years, and I want to share what I've learned with you. Hey there, folks, and welcome back to the Inside the Mix podcast. And welcome aboard if you are a new listener, and don't forget to hit that subscribe button. And to all the returning listeners, as always, a big welcome back. Now, welcome to episode 5, the last episode of the 5-day Audience Growth Accelerator Challenge. Exciting times, folks. So what am I doing? I'm bringing you a special series of podcast episodes all about growing your audience using social media. If you haven't checked out episodes 84 through 87, I strongly suggest you go and check those out and give them a listen before diving into this one. So what are we doing in this episode? Well, we are exploring why it's important to be social on social media. Now, you'd think it goes without saying, but you'd be surprised. So let's dive in. So here we go. This is the first tip, and it's network, network, network. Now, imagine you're in a situation whereby you've got all your content planned, you've got it scheduled, it's out the way. Now what you want to do is dedicate some time each day, ideally, just to go through social media, your platform of choice. Now, this is why it's important just to have one platform that you're dedicated to, because we are all under time constraints and you only have a certain amount of time. And if you are dedicating yourself to more than one platform, it's going to eat up your time very quickly. But if you're using one platform that you dedicate 10 minutes to, you can quickly go through your feed and you can start showing support to others through comments, shares, and you can show interest and develop relationships that way and start that networking. So that's my first tip. So here's my second tip, and this is a really easy way to generate content and get in the good books of the algorithm with Instagram, for example, and that is to go live. Now, going live is great in that you can schedule it and you can promote it beforehand. And another great thing you can do with going live, and you'll see I push this quite a lot, is to get other people to join you via video. Because when someone joins you via video, you're then automatically pushed out to their audience as well. Also, what you want to do is when someone joins your live, is to get them to comment, like, and share the live. Okay, so you want to be doing that every time someone joins. And if you watch me when I do the producer's corner of a Wednesday, yes, the attendance is mixed. One week I might have 2 people, another week I might have 10, 14 people, but I'm always pushing them to communicate, to get involved in the chat and also like and share. And going live is really easy. I mean, you don't have to do anything in the run-up to it. You can just go live. It could be you in the studio songwriting. It could be just you giving a bit of feedback on a piece of music someone sent you. Or you might just be doing an AMA, ask me anything, something along those lines. So I strongly suggest, specifically if you're using Instagram, go live and get other people involved. And if you can get them involved via video, even better. So here's my next tip, folks, and it's quite an important one. Don't cold DM people with links, okay? You need to establish a relationship beforehand. Don't just send random people a Spotify link, a YouTube link, without any context. It's spammy. Don't do that. Establish, develop a relationship first through that networking, and then you can send links for others to share. You could put it in group chats, etc. But don't just spam people with links. You'll quickly fall foul of the algorithm, and worst case scenario, you'll get blocked and you'll get reported. So don't cold DM with just random links. And also, this is another thing, thinking off the top of my head now, when you post a link in a group, for example, on Facebook or whatever it may be, yes, by all means, put in there a link to your video, to your music, but give it a bit of context. Ask for some feedback, a bit of context behind how it was created. Don't just copy paste a link in there, because what you'll soon see is if you're part of numerous groups, you'll just see the same post every time without any context. And if you're anything like me, you'll probably just ignore it. So give some context, specifically when you're posting in groups as well. Okay, so this is the final tip for this whole mini series. And it's really two, to be honest. I'm going to start with this first one. And it's one thing that I've noticed that works really well in DMs in particular when I'm networking and talking to people is to use audio messages. It's much more personable. And specifically, if you only have a finite amount of time, it's a lot quicker to get your point across using an audio message. Another great thing that I do as well, and you may notice this if you followed me on Instagram, is if you're a new follower, I'll send you an audio message detailing, well, rather saying thank you for supporting the podcast, and then detailing an episode for you to listen to if you're new to the podcast. So you could do something similar. If I appreciate if you've got a lot of new followers, maybe just pick 10, pick a day of a week, a Monday, and just pick 10 most recent followers, send them an audio message saying, thanks for following. If you haven't checked out my material yet, you can check me out here, and then just put a link in the chat. It's a really nice personal touch to networking. Okay, and this final one is a recommendation, and this is a recommendation to go and read The Go-Giver Parable by Bob Berg. It's a really good short story parable about how to become a person who gives, okay, a go-giver, and then what you get in return is tenfold. So I'm not going to go into massive detail now. I'll put a link in the description, but go check it out. It's a fantastic parable, and it's great for you if you want to build an audience and build engagement. So go check it out. Okay, folks, it is now that time. It is the final action point of this mini series. And here's what you need to do. It's just one. You need to dedicate 10 minutes a day for the next 30 days to leave comments and share content that resonates with you and your audience. But don't be spammy. So no cold DMs with links, folks. So that's 10 minutes a day on one platform as well. Just one platform. The one that you chose way back in the first episode of this mini series. And that's it, folks. That is the end of our mini series dedicated to growing your audience and engagement online. There should be like a fanfare or something going on, but maybe next time we'll do that. We'll see how it goes. See what the feedback is to this mini series, as it's the first mini series we've done on this podcast. So I haven't covered everything in this, and this is just going from the experiences I've had in the last 2 years with promoting my own music, my services, and more specifically, really promoting the podcast and seeing the exponential growth, which is amazing for the podcast. And it's testament to the audience, you guys listening, because you are amazing and I cannot thank you enough. Now, going back to social media, I'm well aware that the goalposts regularly change and a lot of what I said in a few years' time will probably be outdated and then I'll need to come back and recover what we've been through today. But if you stay consistent and put in place some of the stuff that I've covered over the last 5 days, I guarantee you will see results. Okay, folks, I'm going to leave you with this at the end of this mini series now. And I'm going to go against the advice I gave you in the previous episode with CTAs. And I'm going to throw another one at you here. I want you to hit me up with your experiences, both positive and negative, with regards to this mini series. It is the first time that we've delivered a mini series. And if it's successful, it's something that I want to do again going forward with other topics, mixing, mastering, whatever it may be, music production. And I want to know what your thoughts are. What was good? What was bad about it? What can I improve? What I want you to do is hit me up, get in contact, DM me on @InsideTheMixPodcast on Instagram, or you can email me InsideTheMixPodcast@gmail.com. If you create some content and you want me to push it as well, please do tag me in that content and I will happily share it with the podcast audience on Instagram. Okay, folks, I hope you've got something out of the last 5 episodes. And once again, do get in contact with me as I will reply to every message and I'd love to know your thoughts. Just a friendly reminder before you go, don't miss out on your free test master at Synth Music Mastering. Imagine enhancing your music with my dedicated commitment to quality and that personalized touch. And guess what? It's absolutely free of charge. So claim your free test master now at synthmusicmastering.com or click on the link in the episode description.